There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com. Welcome in on a Monday. Good to have you with us. Boy, do we got a lot to break down. And Rico and I have worked hard at something. You know, when you're doing afternoon, you get the last bite at the apple. And everything has already been said, but not really. I want to do this differently, Rico. And I gave you the advance preview, so it's not like I have to be like, hey, how's your day? What'd you do last night? I already know. I spoke to you. So let's just get into this. I want to talk to Lions fans about something because we have a great divide. I'm pragmatic. I'm cynical. And I've watched enough NFL to understand what we are watching right now is outer space with the Detroit Lions. The NFL is just not a league that you garbage can teams. And they went out and did it again yesterday. And I do think in the short term, winning outdoors in bad weather, that is a huge box to check. But if you think it's going to be this easy, here's the context. And I want to just know if you're willing to go there with your team, okay? Work with me. So here's what the Lions' last six games are, okay? They haven't won six straight in 30 years. You can start there. They just did it. You have Jahmyr Gibbs averaging an obscene 6.4 yards a carry. Tops in the league. The last 30 passes you've thrown to Amon-Ra St. Brown, just targets, 30 catches. It's never been done before in the history of the league. If a guy catches 75 or 80% of his targets, that's elite. 30 for 30? That should just be a documentary. Mm-hmm. That's your existence with a guy who is your best player. Jared Goff, his last six games, 80.4% completion rate and a 140 QBR. Never before has that been done in the history of the NFL in a six-game run. The Lions. 486 yards of offense the last 2 weeks. 76 points? Your opponents, 827 and 26. So here's what I did. I go, okay, we're blowing out teams left and right. Yesterday, you really won by 17. You didn't win by 10. But whatever. You know, garbage time. The only team in the last 25 years of football that has a scoring margin better than you is the 07 Patriots. The next best one is 25 years ago. At about 16.3 points a game, it was the greatest show on turf, Rams in 99. So I wanted to ask you guys a question. I want to ask Rico the question, certainly the guys behind the glass, and you in your workday. Like, it's no secret. I picked him to win the Super Bowl when we were doing our shows live from Vegas. I do believe we need to make a trade before tomorrow to see that through. I don't believe they will keep this up because this is redefining greatness. And I'm just not the type of human being that's going to do that midstream. You've got to accomplish it, and then I'll say, okay, we just watched history. But I want to know if you believe this is going to keep up, that you are the Indiana Hoosiers of the NFL. You just roll up to people's houses, knock the door down, you take a duty in their living room, steal their furniture, then light the house on fire on your way out the door. Because that's what Cignetti's doing at Indiana, yeah. And that's what you're doing to people.
Yeah.
And look, Rico, Goff outside, bad weather. I don't care if he had the hamburger helper gloves on, started the game 11 for 11.
Again.
And didn't make any bad decisions like Jordan Love did. Oh, my God. Here's the other thing. Lions make no mistakes. They're the best coach team in the league. They don't make any real mistakes. They're great in all three phases. They're special teams. Jack Fox could punt the ball from the tunnel and flip the field. Offensively, we agree. Top five offense, maybe the best. Defensively, you have no pass rush, but it doesn't matter. Things and stuff.
How about this? Even when you make a mistake, Mike, it doesn't matter. No Branch, no worries. You're still going to go out there with no pass rush and make sure you hold Green Bay down.
Look, I want to know if you think this is going to continue. Because this is a gap we have. And I look, it's a battle I'll fight with listeners. I don't care how good the Lions are. I don't care if it's Rico's Niners or the Niners of my childhood with Joe Montana. I will never view the NFL as easy. I will never take for granted wins. I will never expect blowouts unless you are playing fleabag teams like the Titans, where Rico and I offered a BOGO. I will not get myself to a space where in week 10 of the NFL, I'm comping the Lions to the 07 Patriots. But that's what you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
Contextually, that matters. A, it's the highest compliment we can pay Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, and this entire staff and these players. But I don't believe it'll be this easy all the way.
No. I mean, but it seems that way. And if you buy into that, yes, you are putting this Lions team up on the Mount Rushmore of greatest teams of all time, where you're talking about them like you're revering the 85 Bears, how you revere the 2000 Ravens,
yeah.
The 99, I just say, the greatest show on turf, the Patriots when they were just running the table with Moss.
You'd be on the Mount Rushmore of the last 25 years.
Yeah.
If you continue doing what you're doing, which is a scoring margin of around 16.5 a game, the only team in the of this century is the Patriots.
Yeah, now think about that. That people, not just in Detroit, will be talking about, oh, you remember the 24 Lions, right? Because you were that good,
right?
And you beat people that badly that you would be that team that everybody talks about for not just next year, but years from now, saying how great that 24 Lions team was. You're on pace for that.
The Lions are the semi-truck in Mad Max Fury Road. They just drive through it, man. I mean, Campbell, there's no coach in the league that's got a grip on his locker room like this guy. Not even Andy Reid in Kansas City. Because the Chiefs don't look impressive. Look, now the two luckiest teams in the league, it's you and the Chiefs. But you're the best team. There's a difference. I think you make your own luck in a lot of ways. But you're the best team. Comprehensively, you don't have a hole like the Ravens. The Ravens have a problem stopping the pass. Your one hole, we're going to fix. You're going to make a trade for a pass rusher because I can't live in a world where you don't. But incredibly impressive yesterday. In the elements, the weather was even worse than the forecast indicated, and it didn't matter. You tailored your game. You changed the way you played, clearly. But you're built for it. Dan Campbell says it. But guys, I don't ever want to do the kind of radio where it's the Chris Farley bit on SNL. Man, that was great. That's boring. I think understanding the context of what we've watched the last 6 weeks or primarily over the course of a season, guys, if you are going to be this, Rico's right. You're going to be a team people remember and talk mm-hmm. about, not just like the 16 Cubs because they won it, but right. Because if you are doing this statistically, you are the 07 Pats or the 99 Rams.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me where you're at with it. And look, there's not going to be yelling and screaming. You are welcome to go there on November 4th. I won't because I think the stats I read you are unsustainable.
True.
But they're still a great team, but I can't go there.
If you do this, you will be considered the gold standard that for years from now, people will talk about, man, I want the offense to look like the 24 Lions did.
That's a great point. That's a, you know what? Be curious. That's a great point to start the show by you. David, where are you at with this? I mean, you heard the numbers I gave and the context we've established. Where are you at as you watched yesterday at Lambeau?
I don't see this being sustainable. I don't see this continuing.
You see winning is continuing.
Oh, yes.
But you're not going to blow out everybody by 17
again. Not at this dominant rate.
This is a wild six games.
You will win. Games will come down to you winning by 3 or 7 or one possession. But it won't be like this.
You want something fun?
Yeah, sure.
Last 55 games against the spread, the Lions are 40-15.
See, that has to change. That has to change.
Only time I've ever seen something like that were the cheaters in Ann Arbor.
So are you saying...
No. David, they are good. That's what I'm saying.
They are.
They are about to become historically good, where they're going to become an adjective.
Like, it's getting to a point, David, they've already put the spread out for this week. Lions are 3.5-point favorites in Houston. I mean, nobody can stay close with this team. So again, the more this goes on... And do I think Green Bay was great yesterday? No. I mean, if you really think about it, the Lions are the masters of controlling what they can control. And here, you know, Rico, this is what kills me. You know, it's election week when I have to like slow walk things up so people don't explode. This is a compliment. Don't take it as anything otherwise. The best coach teams and the most talented teams control what we can control and do it to the fullest. The Lions make next to no mistakes, right? Yesterday, two teams, you're great, you were solid. Here's the Packers. 9 penalties. At one point, they had more bad snaps than you had penalties. 9 penalties, 6 drops, 3 bad snaps, the worst interception I've ever seen in my life in a missed field goal.
Yeah.
You don't control those things. You just handle your business and capitalize when the other team messes up too. Dude, it's a deadly combination.
It looks so good that you were wondering, wait, which one of these teams plays at Lambeau Field and which one plays inside?
I also would like to do something I never do. You know me as I generally hate NFL dress-up guy, fan, thing. I feel like they're creatures, not humans. But I do want to say, I want to salute whoever the man was. It was 23-3. I would like to salute the gentleman who wore a cheese grater to Lambeau Field as a hat. You, sir. Okay, now that's good.
Real, like, American hero?
Yeah, I don't like when people dress up as Darth Vader, the Bengal fan. Or, hey, look, I have spikes and shoulder pads. You're just kind of a loser. The fact that this guy wore, he made a cheese grater for his head. And you're in Lambeau where people are wearing blocks of cheese. Brilliance. I will tip my cap to that fan.
Sometimes that it's was about awesome. The simplicity. Less being more.
Yeah, I laughed. So I don't know who that man is, but if you do, buy that man a beer. That was awesome.
The only thing about yesterday's game, I still don't understand the Amon-Ra touchdown celebration.
Okay, I do. It happened on Saturday. Incarnate Word. It was like a SportsCenter best thing we saw. The player for Incarnate Word catches the ball and he does that pogo stick thing and then falls over. So then naturally, right, we saw it Saturday, both Amon-Ra and Drake London did the same thing on Sunday.
But what is it?
It's a headstand, like a handstand with no hands. Okay. What was wrong with it?
Nothing was wrong. I asked my sons this morning, like, what is it?
First of all, again, oh, by the way, control what you can control every fourth down. Perfect. That route.
Oh, no.
That route by Amon-Ra.
Even when they're not perfect, you'll get a holding penalty, and you'll get 4 new sets of downs.
Yep.
I was like, wait, they didn't get it. Well, flag. There we go.
But they have the answer for the way that anybody wants to play them. They just need to add a pass rusher between now and tomorrow at 4.
And I'm to the point.
Uh-oh. No. Okay. Don't turn heel on me. You're going to turn heel?
You've heard. In a world where you've heard of 15-2?
Nah,
I'm kidding.
No, you're going to do what Cookies did this morning?
16-1, baby.
I mean, at this point, nothing they're doing fits into anything we've ever watched outside of 07 Patriots?
No, what I'm saying is, Mike, even if they should make a move, I want them to make a move. But if they don't, the way they're going right now, it'll probably come up aces, because then you'll find out that, you know, tomorrow Zadarius blows out both knees. No. And you're like, yeah, you know what? Good thing we didn't make the trade for him.
Dodged a bullet.
Right.
248-539-9797. We will get to your phone calls next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, to the people. See what everybody's got to say. We've given you some context for just how good the Lions have been over the last 6 weeks. It is historical. So if you believe that's going to continue, here's your comp: the 07 Patriots. You want another one? The 99 Rams. You want another one? The 2000 Ravens. You want another one? The 85 Bears. Those are your comps. That's what winning by 14, 15, 16 a game looks like. Those are the only teams. So, if you believe that this is the new norm, then as Rico put it, we are watching a team they will talk about 20 years from now. I'm not ready to go there on November 4th. I'm plenty happy just winning games. But the data behind this, come on, not sustainable. You're not having a quarterback complete 80% of his passes. You're not going to go 30 for 30 on targets to Amon-Ra. You're not going to get outgained by 400 yards by your opponent, but outscore them by damn near 60. I could tell you you're the best coach team in the league. You're good in all phases. There's only one area I get scared of: the pass rush. Everything else, no problem saying it. And I picked you to win the Super Bowl before 2 years, so you can bring the mess to somebody else. But I don't have to say this is one of the four best teams of my adult life. Not on November 4th. Hottest 6 weeks I've ever seen? Yeah, it might be. It's unbelievable. And I love the fact they won a game in bad weather outside. Credibility for the playoffs. But who are we kidding? 16-1, you'll have home field. All right, let's go to Adam, 97-1. Adam, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Adam. What's on your mind?
The Lions right now, I mean, I'm not going to say they're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm not ready to say that yet. I just think, because they haven't really played good quarterback play so far, like elite, there's a benchmark game where the Lions need to look at in the schedule and be like, this is where we're actually going to test ourselves and see how true we are. And I think that game is the Bills, because in terms of how Mahomes plays, Josh Allen, I think, plays the same way. If you go in, you beat down the Bills, I think for sure I'm going to say they're going to win the Super Bowl. They're damn well going to run through the North. I'm going to tell you that right now. I see them losing maybe one game in the North this year. They're going to clinch by 2 or 3 weeks before.
Oh, my.
I think. But, good.
No, listen, Adam, I guess my thing is, everything you're saying should lead you to saying, I believe in my heart we're winning the Super Bowl. I don't know why you're holding back on it.
The Lions' biggest thing in the playoffs last year, I mean, I'm not saying Purdy's no elite quarterback, but, you know, he can move with his feet. And that's honestly what hurt the Lions last year in that playoff game was, you know, he made a couple third down conversions with his feet that, you know, really put them over the edge that game. And obviously, you know, a couple fumbles.
If two hours from now, we cut into the show with breaking news that the Lions have acquired Za'Darius Smith from the Browns, you good to say Super Bowl then?
No, because we had Hutch last year.
And, all right.
I mean, look, I'm a huge Lions fan. Die hard every Detroit sports fan that you can, you know, think of. But, like, I'm just trying to be real. I want them to win the Super Bowl so bad. That's one team I want to win a championship is the Lions. But, like, that's what hurt them last year is, you know, the mobile quarterbacks. I need to see them play good against these mobile quarterbacks. That's all I need to see.
Respect. I mean, Adam, I'm pot committed. I said it before the season started. I can't go back now. And as long as they address the pass rush, I got no hesitation. But there's a difference in what we're talking about. Me believing they can win the Super Bowl or will win the Super Bowl is different than saying this is the new norm of not only going out and winning, but destroying teams. I'm not ready. I'll say it's the best 6 weeks of football I've seen, but no. I'm too old and gray, and I can't. I've watched the NFL for too long. The 07 Pats is the only comp. I'm not going to call you that on November 4th. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, brother. How you guys doing this afternoon?
Good. What's on your mind, Mike?
So I love the show, first off. Love hearing you guys. I listen to you guys while I'm at my construction site. But I just wanted to jump in and talk about Jared Goff.
Yeah.
When he first got to Detroit, I wasn't the biggest fan, but I really am. And like you said, comparing to the comps, I like to compare him to San Antonio Spurs. He's textbook. You know, a lot of people have their ideas about what their quarterback should be. I love the Lamar Jacksons of the world and Patrick Mahomes, but I think we need to give credit where credit is due that he's so systematic. You know, it's not the sexiest thing out there when he's throwing the ball or he's not running. But as a Detroiter, as your fan, as listeners, all fans, we've seen so many quarterbacks, and I love Stafford. It's just great to see textbook football. It's not the flashiest. He's not Aaron Rodgers dropping 70-yard bombs. It's textbook. I think we need to hold our hat on that. I know we got a lot of trade rumors going around. I would love an edge rusher. I would love a linebacker. I'm just very comfortable with where we're at right now with Jared Goff. I think he's just doing phenomenal work. And the whole 18-for-18 passing game, I mean, name another quarterback who's done that in the past 4 years.
No. Look, you can't name any quarterback in the history of the sport, Mike, over what he's done the last 6 weeks with almost an 81% completion rate and a QBR of 140. I mean, look, no show on this station has stood up for Goff more than me and Rico. And even I could tell you, that is wholly unsustainable.
Yeah, right now.
And a microphone again.
And there we go. Right now, he's trying to compete with Drew Brees to finish the year off at about 75%.
Okay. Let's go to Luke, 97. I mean, it's insane when you hear those words. That's crazy. Go to Luke, 97.1.
Hey, Mike, Rico, everybody in the studio. How you guys doing?
What's up,
doing
buddy?
Today?
Hey. Great. What's on your mind?
I just want to say, man, I'm doing great, too. You know, and I'm a long-time listener, long-time caller. I want to say, man, I'm all excited about the future and what the rest of the season and postseason and all that has to bring. But I turned into a fan now watching the games. Like, I'm watching single players as they play throughout the game. And James Houston is dead. Like, that is dead man walking. Some of the worst defensive end play I think I've ever seen. I mean, the guy would stand up, hit the lineman, and then stand there. There was zero effort the entire game. And they really need to get him off the roster. I don't know if it's a post-injury thing or what it is, but, man, he's got nothing in the tank. I mean, literally nothing in the tank. And it's sad, but hopefully they can make a move here and get some pass rush going, and we can
hopefully
keep winning games.
Here's where I'm at with it. And, I mean, Luke, maybe I'm oversimplifying. Yesterday, if there were doubts about this team's, you know, seriousness about winning a Super Bowl, to go on the road and to dominate that game and to play clean football in that environment, you're all in. You will never have a team this good again. You got to stop trying to win your third Super Bowl before you win your first. And I tried to discuss this with Tiger fans. I'm doing it with you guys now. I don't want to hear about how we could be even better next year. I don't care about next year. We could get hit by a meteor. You're all in. Go all in. Whoever the best pass rusher is that fits the profile of this team, pay the price, go get them. And let's go win this thing. And whatever happens afterwards does not matter. This team has one weakness. One. Mm-hmm. And it is fixable. It's addressable. You cannot have Aaron Glenn blitzing like this over a playoff run plus 18-week season. Can't do it. Got to help Aaron Glenn out. And somebody wipe that man's glasses. Somebody help that guy. Aaron Glenn is busting his ass in the elements. Can someone? There are 400 people on the sideline. Can someone be his Farnsworth Bentley and just rub his glasses? The poor man couldn't see.
He's probably like, why do we have 18 players out there? Coach, it's only 11. It's drops on your glasses.
I mean, David, there's got to be an intern somewhere. Help Aaron Glenn out. Can't they hold an umbrella for the man?
I was wondering that. There was no umbrella, no raincoat, no
nothing.
He's got
a lanyard. He's got electronics on.
You know what? He probably looks like the type of person you want. No, I'm fine. Leave me alone.
Okay, coach. They should just swap. They should have brought 30 pairs of glasses like a horse jockey, and they swap them out. Aaron, here's a fresh pair.
You know what? Treat them like the footballs. Okay, you know what? There you go.
Swap them.
Yep. If Sean McVay can have a get-back coach, Aaron Glenn should be able to have a glasses wiper, all right?
That's the point. Somebody help that man. He was coordinating elite defense.
Like coming to America.
But different. Let's check in with David on the ticket text as we have put some context to just how good the Lions have been the last 6 weeks. And the comp would be the 07 Pats or the 99 Rams or the 2000 Ravens or the 85 Bears. Are you ready to put them in that class yet? I'm not. I still believe they're winning the Super Bowl, but I don't have to go there. But let's see what the ticket texters have. David also, by the way, great Kaztec football sweatshirt.
Well, thank you. They won over the weekend.
Beats the other team.
On our way to another state championship. Oh.
Green looks good on you.
Thank you. Hold on. No. I'm hedging my emotions right now. They will lose to the Texans. They cannot continue playing this way, and I'm perfectly fine with it. Jared in Waterford.
Yeah.
The Lions' efficiency is unreal, but our lack of pass rush is an obvious issue. I told you Love was going to turn it over. I do not believe we stay this way, though.
That was the second worst interception I've seen all season. The other was Will Levis about a month ago. That was, bar none, the dumbest thing I saw all day yesterday. He couldn't move. He's on one leg. It's a screen pass that got blown up. Dude, you just turf it. What are you doing? It was theater. And of course, Kirby Joseph was there because he is a ball hawk.
And it's
there
Green
could
Bay.
Be a fumble in Singapore. There's Kirby Joseph to recover it. How? You were just in Detroit. That's who he is. That's why he's going to get paid. He's got a knack.
It might just be time to admit the Lions are a really good team. Yes, I do think they can continue this stretch.
Are you stupid?
Oof.
No, I'm serious. Are you stupid, ticket texter? It's time to admit they're a really good team. Cutscene. I picked them to win the effing Super Bowl. You dummy. Like, I don't understand some people. Who said they're not good? Who said they're not great? Who? That's like when the Warriors said nobody believed in us, or Georgia 2 years ago. Everyone doubted us. Just stop with the dumb stuff. Can we do that? Maybe.
I don't think they keep it up at this pace, but still at a very high level. I think they're taking advantage of the quality of football being down this year in the NFL.
Oh, people will come for your throat. If that's your take, even though he's right, there are seven teams with two wins in this league. The quality of the NFL is toilet. So go win it. There doesn't look to be another team in this league that I even put on your level. It'd be you and the Ravens. And guess what? You can't stop the pass and the Super Bowl's played indoors? Good luck, Ravens. Goff will throw for 700 yards.
To quote David, I'm exploding right now. In all seriousness, I don't think they'll totally keep the level of performers up, but I don't think there'll be a huge drop-off if people get healthy.
Who's got to get healthy again?
They're talking about other teams. Green Bay.
Yeah, but it's really about you. Honestly. Look at the data we presented, and it's okay to say, all right, they're not going to win games by 17 a game. Or you believe that's going to happen, and that means you got to go all in and tell me you believe they're going to be on that Mount Rushmore of teams the last 25 years. And it's not a sin if you believe it. I'm just not going to do it on November 4th.
Right.
Celebrate this season, guys. It's finally come. Yes, it will continue like this. Oh, my.
What? David, you know there are going to be people who are going to say it. Live with it. But what I'm not going to tolerate are people who act like anybody doesn't think they're a good team.
Right.
That's
right.
You're just a moron.
You guys are killing my heart. Probably many others. I do believe it continues, though.
Why are we killing their heart?
Because you're saying it won't continue. They believe it will.
Because I've provided data and stats?
No, but you know what the funny thing is that those same people will say, but I'm not ready to say they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Right, which is chicken bleep.
I mean, they have it both ways.
Right. Dude, that's just like, come on, man.
You will be classified as one of the greatest of all time. And you're, but I don't want to get that, go that far yet.
You know what, that man, you're pulling a Falwell. Cut it out.
What does that mean?
You know what it means. Is well, please, Liberty Football. Go look it up. Type in Jerry Falwell pool boy. Man, get out of here with that behavior. Oh, it's going to continue, but I can't say we're going to win the Super Bowl. So wait, I'm saying you're going to win the Super Bowl, but I'm just not going to say you're going to beat everyone by 17. I'm the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And do me a favor. Go hold the boom mic. I mean, honestly, come on. You can't say they're going to keep drilling teams by 17 a pop, but you won't say they're going to win the Super Bowl. But you got to go all in at that point. What are you afraid of believing in? They don't have to beat everyone by 17 to win the Super Bowl. Appreciate the hottest 6 weeks we've ever seen for maybe any team in the league, much less the Lions. But you can win by one or 100. It doesn't matter to me. The NFL has always been and will always be surviving events. So just savor it. Enjoy it.
Paul in Nashville says, the Lions team is exciting, but watching opposing QBs having all day to pass the ball is still a concern for me. Two trades are needed for pass rushers, not just one.
Here's the update you're going to get on Za'Darius Smith. It's from Adam Schefter. You do what you want with it. Quote, I believe the Browns and Lions will find a way to figure this out and Za'Darius Smith will be in Detroit. Close quote. That's from about an hour ago. Okay. Make it so.
And we are still monitoring. Nothing
Look,
as of yet.
No. And again, none of his money's guaranteed next year. You could keep him. And the cap hit's not terrible. It's about $10 million. You got to bring him in. But would I like to see two moves? Would I like to see another D lineman? Yeah, of course I would. Because you're down five guys in your playing group. And four of them are out for the season. And Pascal, I have no idea how to ascertain when he will return. So, yeah, I'd love to see two. Hell, call my Giants. I'll help you get Azeez Ojulari. Take him. The hell do I need him for? My team's awful. Seriously, whatever you want. Price to sell. 248-539-9797. What?
What about Cam Jordan?
Sure.
Saints blowing up.
Great. There's no name you could say that I'd say no to. Make three deals. I don't care.
You'd even take Jadeveon Clowney.
I don't want him.
Okay.
No. Send him to the pet center.
Hold on, guys. Before it's like Super Bowls. You got to make one trade before you get to three. Hold on
yes.
now.
Yes, David. Yes. How about him being the voice of reason? That's how you know we're screwed.
All right, we'll take a little break. Talk some NFL total. David, hit the music. Oh, college. My bad.
What sport is this you speak of?
College football, Mike.
9 years ago for me. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to start with you, Mike. I'm going to give you your moment because I took your moment away from you Saturday night in a text message. South Carolina took down Texas A&M.
Mm.
Let me just start here. Watching that, the atmosphere was amazing on TV. That place was rocking.
And they brought the cockaboose out. They brought a caboose onto the field with what the hell? What is it? Cocky? Is that the name of their guy? Whatever it is, it was a cartoon chicken. Dude, South Carolina, that place was live. That was awesome. The boost is loose.
44-20. I mean, that was never a chance for Texas A&M in that game.
That's my new team. You know what? F my alma mater. Cockaboose. I told you arrested Cockaboose was a dangerous Cockaboose.
I never wanted the Aggies to win more than ever.
Why do you hate South Carolina?
I was rooting for them, too.
They have never hurt us as Michigan State fans.
No, they haven't. I like Texas A&M, man. They won me over last week with the Aggie black matted helmets.
The boots.
And then they blew it this week after having their destiny in front of them to win the SEC.
Not a rest.
Whatever. I'm going to give Kenny a chance here to talk.
To what? Cry and moan. I didn't win by 50.
Carson Beck, in his first 17 games as Georgia's starting quarterback, had 6 interceptions. In his last 4.5 games, he has 11 interceptions, including 3 in the game on Saturday. What's wrong with your quarterback, Kenny?
He plays like he stinks right now. I don't know what to tell you. Better not be doing that against Ole Miss next week or Tennessee in 2 weeks. 3 interceptions, 25 for 40. It's not good enough.
Not this weekend. Not at the Grove.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, we're home against Tennessee. You can't play that way.
Tennessee sucks. You'll be fine against
them. No, but trying to throw into triple covers, like, Carson, you're better than this. Like, I can the tip pass or a Hail Mary interception, I'm fine with that. You're being aggressive, but
he did that multiple times that game. I was pulling my hair.
I'll be honest. I said it to Kenny before the show. I think both Carson Beck and Jalen Milroe, if they don't have a big few weeks here, they should seriously consider coming back because they're costing themselves millions.
I'm with you on that. I think both have an opportunity. If you win the SEC title game, whichever one, if they do, then that one probably is going to go ahead and leave. But
these turnovers, man, the NFL will pick you apart.
Even if Milroe wins it, go ahead and come on.
He should come back. Yeah. And I think he's hurt.
Yeah.
Before we get to some other things, I do want to have a quick discussion about Florida, though. Because Florida's 4-4, and we know before the season, Billy Napier was being talked about being on the hot seat. But it doesn't seem to be as bad as people thought.
They're fighting, Florida. They're fighting really hard. Like, if the school is smart, which they're not, you'd let them come back because they're probably going to be awesome next year. Seriously. They fight, man. Barely lost to Tennessee. Look, with Georgia, they were down 7 starters and a third-string QB. I'd give Napier a shot. It's gone better than I imagined.
Yeah.
But they'll fire him, probably do something stupid and hire Lane Kiffin.
See, I don't know. I mean, because I think they thought it was really going to go off the rails, and it didn't. So it's just enough that they'll call him in the office and say, congratulations, one more year. Let's see what you can do with it.
Yes.
Let's talk Ohio State.
Not like it's Florida State or anything like that.
Well, they got their own problems. Ohio State and Penn State. Not really impressed with either in that game.
No.
Somebody had to win, so Ohio State ends up winning the game, but what are your thoughts on each team there? Like,
it's very simple for me. Fire James Franklin. Full stop. Any mealy-mouthed defense of this man, I don't want to hear it. You're at Penn State. Your job was to win a national championship. Nope, couldn't do that. Your job was to make a 4-team playoff. Nope, couldn't do that. Your job is to beat Michigan and Ohio State. Nope, can't do that. You don't beat top 10 teams. You're at home. Will Howard lost his effing mind and handed you a 10-0 lead at home. Let me check my notes. 3 points the last 45 minutes, and you put more energy into getting into it with a drunk idiot fan than you did coaching your team. Fire this loser. And I don't want to hear about the money. It's not even real. None of this is real. Christ, go into the endowment. Penn State's got like $7 billion. Figure it out. This guy's a loser. Get him out. And yes, I had Penn State +3.5. Get him out!
David, I think that James Franklin just simply needs more talent there, and this man could turn it around.
How hard is it to find a competent offense?
Like, I'm kidding.
I'm not.
He is the Penn State version of John Cooper. He is the guy that just can't beat a certain team. Death, taxes, and James Franklin losing to Ohio State. You saw this coming? I mean, it's what he does. He is what we thought he was. I wasn't shocked.
And no, I
wasn't surprised. You didn't score an offensive touchdown. But now Ohio State, you're not that good either.
Okay, so that's all I need to hear you say. kudos to you. You got the game right. Thank you for at least admitting this is...
Oh, no, Ohio State, you're not that good either. You should not feel confident about yourself. And really? I told you. We'll talk more about it in a couple weeks.
What?
I don't think you beat Indiana, Ohio State. I think it's going to be Indiana and Oregon and Indianapolis.
You're inviting him to go a certain direction now. Great.
Well,
go ahead, smartass. What do you want to say?
You talking about a...
is that a hot take?
No,
I don't think so.
Ohio State's hot not
take.
Good.
Hot take? No. We just had Cignetti's baby. He just blew our back out. What, are you kidding me? Up 10-0, you give up 47 straight?
But, Michael, it was...
Cignetti's got no cartilage left in his knees.
No.
It's been more than 6 hours.
But the positive side, it was the first time that they had ever been not winning the entire season.
Well, I'll just move on to Oklahoma State, I guess.
What do you want me to say?
I think there needs to be wholesale changes on the offensive side. They've regressed at the quarterback position. The offensive philosophy is bad. Ollie Gordon, non-factor this year.
It's been a
offensive
problem.
Offensive line is overmatched.
It's been a problem on the O-line all year, and it's weird because they're all veterans. They're all mature. A couple of the guys, starters last year, from day one this season. The O-line hasn't gelled for Ollie Gordon. Then Gordon has been banged up. The quarterback play is what you just hit on. Bowman is garbage. He should have been on LinkedIn finding a job. Then the backup comes into play and shows a little life. He dies. Why? Because BYU, apparently, with their magic underpants, has a pipeline to God, and they stole that game 38-35. Yeah, change everything. Cutscene. Somebody get Cignetti some ice for his balls. He's a little sore the day after. 47-10. I thought you got busy with some of your visits.
Oh, whoa. Okay, then.
The guy packed a week in hedonism into one afternoon at Spartan Stadium.
Well, work has something to do with that, throwing for 4 touchdowns.
Ask Kurt, he'd know.
That's a good place to end it right there. That is
47-10.
College football blitz.
Sports sucks.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.